phela mina ngiyinsizwa celebrity
gym, celebrity trainer, celebrity.
Because me, I don't see PH as a celebrity. That's why I'm like,
he's a celeb, this man.
Come on, bro. PH.
International.
I know, but I don't get it. Like
this guy went to Monaco on a boat.
Anyways,
from Val to Monaco. Gotcha.
From Val River.
Hey.
One more.
One more.
So, yeah.
What's Val? Arte Piesport. Monaco.
Anyways, yeah, so Hyrox is dope. Shout out to Matthew. Shout out. Matthew Stone is, he's the ambassador for Hyrox.
All right.
In South Africa. So I think the next one is Dubai. So they do Hyrox around the world.
Will you be going to Dubai?
I'm trying my best.
Can you travel and do it in other countries?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, that's
cool.
Yeah, because I saw some person say there's Hyrox China happening soon. Yeah. I'm training for that. So yes. it's a real thing.
Shout out to, there's these other boys, man. They train at my gym. Move. Teboho Mahangane and them. Sure. He's got a thing called Vault Running Club. Running Club.
Did you see my what nigga. They said about the running club?
But
what did they say?
Alfie, there's this other guy.
Where they said
Alfie Utie Bayashana Club.
Bayashana.
Oh, yeah, I've heard a comment like, is it not?
I live in Melrose, right? So on Saturdays when they meet up, everybody converges on Melrose. But, bro, this guy, from where it started, it is a fucking massive thing. Yeah. They shut down that whole street in Melrose. Like, everybody meets up at the coffee shop, stock out.
Yeah, cool. Having a stop.
And then they go for a run, obviously, around Melrose. Mm. And then it's like a social thing as well. All dressed in all black.
All black,
So they come into Melrose. Hey, brother, Jews, the Muslims, everyone must just step back.
When they say
because
this,
we found them now.
I saw another tweet.
We have run clubs.
When people say they smash their personal best, it's not actually. It's not the time they're talking about.
Yo, niggas are thirsty, dog.
No,
they did well. They did. I saw they took part in the doubles.
Yeah,
they killed it. They did
like
an hour 15 or something. Yes. Which, according to the times that I saw, I thought they won. But like PH was explaining to me, there's so much going on simultaneously.
Sure. Yeah. So I did an hour 55 for my first one, which is not bad.
Like, is that good? You didn't do 2 hours.
No. So the world
he was close.
Yeah. The world record
by 5 minutes.
I also got penalized 10 minutes.
Why?
Why?
Were you cheating?
No. So there's the way you run around, around the course when you're doing your 1 kilometer.
You can't
get good. So I mean, apparently I did 1 round short twice.
Shit.
So they penalize you 5 minutes for each time you do that. But you were asking the world record. The world record, I think some bra in the UK did 52 minutes. But that, you need to think about it. You're running at least 3 or 2.5 minutes per kilometer.
Yeah,
so
I know that he's flying. Yeah.
And then you're still
And then you're completing
this.
That. Because there was a guy that they posted,
that
like
machine,
that
burpee,
that jump into burpee, right? And you see the people competing, they're in the different rows.
Sure.
Bro, some guy, black guy, smash, that guy was jumping from here to there, like double the distance that everyone else was jumping. Yeah. And when he did his burpee, he was bouncing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a burpee, coach.
Yeah. He was jumping from lane to lane.
Send the video. Oh, right. So,
and I was
like, what
the fuck? What kind of frog man shit is this? Who is this guy?
No, but he got disqualified because it wasn't right what he was doing.
He was a Navy SEAL. No, they're haters. My man, that one was doing another jump.
I'll show you the video. It's ridiculous, but like, it was wrong.
That's a baby coach. That's a baby boat!
What he was doing. But
he was trying to flex.
Yeah,
but he was flexing too much.
Yeah.
A lot of Hyrox competitors, and this is the thing, right?
Yes.
I saw a lot of them were like competing with no shirts. Mm. It's a flex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because niggas are like, you
ripped.
Trained for this thing.
Yeah,
so niggas are ripped. You're coming out lacquer in the photos. You've got you sweating. Bitches are like, flicking their beans. But then there's other cats that like, you must keep your shirt on.
I'm on PH.
PH, Begasha.
That's where you were going with this one.
Yeah.
You were just making
it. I was just making sure the niggas know, which guys, we can't, well, even me, I won't take my shirt off because what the fuck are you doing?
Sure. But no. But what, I think just to wrap up this whole Hyrox thing, it is anyone can
do
partake.
It.
Yeah. Mm. So,
do you pay?
Yeah.
You pay. How much?
I
personally. Oh, so, but you need an entrance so that we get everyone participating, shooting the content, the branding. Someone must pay for all of that.
Yes.
And your medal. Because medals don't fall from the sky.
But they were sponsored. A whole lot goes on there. But anyways, shout out to Hyrox. The next one, I think, is in Cape Town. Just go onto the website and then,
Look, in other good news, like I said, Smash is from Free State.
Sure.
So did you license your spaza shop?
Hey, speaking of which, on Thursday, I went to Braamfontein. Go Braamu dog. They closed all the shops. The Metro Police came, because I think that thing was happening. I think the cutoff was on Friday. So on Thursday, I'm in the CBD. Apparently on Wednesday, because you know Metro Cops and bylaws and whatnot, they came in there with their, what do they call those?
Loud hailers.
Sure.
But figure, but hey, we are coming now to check your license. If you don't have things in order, Valley Shop. And you're talking about spaza shops. That actually goes beyond that. If you've got a small business, whether like a saloon, whether you are selling food, takeaway things, like compliance is critical
for now.
So what are the good news about this?
They're saying, I've heard it on the news, they were saying like 400,000 have registered. I don't know if they're not extending it.
No, they didn't extend
it. Yeah, no extension.
No, they made it very clear that they're not extending.
But they've been extending. That's the thing.
Sure. Since this started,
Yeah, you've had ample opportunity to get your spaza shop registered.
But to my surprise, sorry to interject, my surprise is how this information has been readily available and government has made it easy for you to get everything in order. Mm. But Oaks, at the 11th hour, were only going to the website. It's like, oh, but I don't know what this means. So I'm just saying, like, every time government, like, pushes the needle forward, the people who are lazy to actually apply themselves are the first ones to actually say, but no, we didn't know about this.
They had until the 17th
so
of December.
So I feel like sometimes
this thing has now been extended by 2 months.
Sure.
Like, what is your excuse? Yeah, Beginning of the year is past. Nah. You see, so it's also like...
To speak on what you said, in many departments that happens, like whether it's, I don't want to say tenders, but... whether it's government, grants, funding, whatever, government is like, yo, it's on our website, go and check it out.
And they make it easier all the time, bro.
We can't find. They'll tweet, they'll post, they'll do all of this stuff, but people will still say, hey, government doesn't do this, government do this. When they do,
people will still squeal. Are you following?
As a shop owner? No, I'm not.
Oh, no. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about another sector of your life. Are you still a member of AfriForum?
Hey, I have left. Seeing the moment I stopped speaking Afrikaans, they said, hey, Manier.
We are done now. For your
That's all I can say.
What's smashing Afrikaans?
What is happening with AfriForum?
No, I saw the, to use a Figile Mbalula word, halapalu. There was a halapalu because Bo Kali Krill and Spanbani, they went to America.
Again.
Yeah, they went there and they met with whatever ambassadors and whoever to basically go and have the discussion about the announcement that Trump made.
It wasn't
and
even ambassadors.
That's my thing. Is that like, from the time that Trump announced it and said, South Africa is treating whites badly, whatever. We're going to give this refugee status thing, whatever. I'm obviously paraphrasing.
Sure.
It's a halapalu. These niggas are the only ones who are still talking about it. And then people are going on. Remember, we spoke about it on a previous show. To say, like, the way that people are carrying on about it is just, like, unnecessary. Like, I say, leave them to get tired. Because entertaining it is kind of the only thing giving it media attention. 100%. They went there and they saw people of little significance. They didn't see Trump. They didn't see Elon Musk.
Anyone from his
office. Those niggas are dealing with the Ukraine situation. They don't have time for this shit.
Sure.
To be quite honest.
And I think our president made it very clear that those people are not patriotic and we should not pay them attention. One thing that I appreciate about Cyril with regards to what they are saying, AfriForum, to America, et cetera, he's made it very clear, like, these guys are the same people who will watch a soccer match from Twitter and say, did you see, Pesitao did not play well against that team. And you're like, but how many minutes did you watch of that match?
Yeah, were you actually
watching the game? And then they're like, but I saw something on Twitter, a clip. How long was the clip? 15 seconds.
And it's out of context.
And now, because they have a following, people are now replying on that actual video where they are going off, you know? Sure. So from a like, and Cyril was just saying, hey man, these guys are talking cuck. Yeah. Let them talk cuck.
I also feel like your AfriForums and your Solidaritate and all these groups, they've also got, they're under pressure to also give the impression that they're doing something. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, you've got people who you charge a monthly fee to be members that are asking, sure, yo, what are you doing for us? Mm. So you've got to say, yo, we took some of the co-op and we went to the States to have that meeting to say which portion of the land are they going to give us, whatever the fuck they went for. You've got to also keep up the impression that you are doing something, you are working towards something. But I said in the beginning when that thing started, I said, you motherfuckers obviously don't know Afrikaners. They'll go nowhere. They will not leave.
South Africa.
Yes. Their whole patriotism thing is for this place. They also feel like this is our place. We are from here and we are not leaving. And we want the right to, what do they call it, self-identify and Orania. And they don't want to go from here. The other thing is, leaving here to go there, it's tough, not pop and place there. It's tough. But you're going to get there. You're leaving the top here where you are, right? Middle to upper class. To go and be what in America? You're not going to get to Texas and be a big boss.
But I also want to say
you are not all Elon Musk. Let's keep it real.
I also want to say it's like the created perception that Donald Trump will represent you as a South African in America. Dog, that is a myth, bro. This thing that they are saying, like Trump, he gaan ons word, manne. Kom ons gaan daar so. Proud met Trump, Elon.
We are moose.
Dog, it's not going to work. That's the first part. It's a perception thing, right? Secondly, did you know how many South African farmers, right, actually go overseas and help American farming or agriculture?
Yes, they go like in a consulting capacity.
Yeah, so apart from that, and I'm talking about young guys. I'm talking about dudes who are between 20 and 35 who are going, they were trained here at home.
Sure.
Obviously, they have the skills, they go to school, and then they go overseas and they apply their trade there for 6 months, 8 months. They live in America. When it's time for, when it's snowing that side, they come back home to enjoy the sunshine.
I've got a bro who goes to Amsterdam.
So the point that I'm...
goes and he does exactly what Smash is saying.
The point that I'm making is these guys are actually doing this based on, how can we create a thing that we have a lot of disgruntled South Africans who are Afrikaners? And yet you're like, but my guy. These guys are not going to go to America because in America it's tough. It's really tough.
Very tough.
And two, nobody speaks Afrikaans in America. And one thing about Afrikaners, they love Afrikaans. The taal. You know what I mean? So what they're doing, it's a waste of money and halabaloo.
It's a halabaloo, my man.
Yeah.
And Elon is also not entertaining it. You know, like, if you've been watching the news this past week, Zelensky went to America to go and pay for more money, that fucking stupid puss. He sits there, and then he starts telling them shit about, but in 2014, Putin invaded, and again in 2019, whatever the fuck you're saying. And the more Trump is like, but I wasn't in charge in the times that you're quoting. I'm in charge now, and I'm saying you need to make peace because you've literally lost 1 million people. The country is fucked. We are not giving you any more money. It's over, dog. Let it go. Okay? We've got to get to the table and have a peace talk. And he's like, but hey, Putin won't. He's talking like sort of in hypothetics. So J.D. Vance came in and was like, yo, check here, cuz. You're in the Oval Office here, my man. You're not wearing a suit. You fucking come here and you're telling us how you want us to help you. And we are saying, we are prepared to help you in this way. Take it or leave it. Give the fucking minerals. You owe us 300 billion. Make peace and sit with Putin and have the chat. Or fuck off.
I think they were making an example, man.
Hey, but it was dope. Because the thing was going well. And I appreciated that they told him shit. Because it's the equivalent of somebody coming into your house to come and tell you. You understand? As a man,
but
this is like your dad on a larger scale being told shit.
You think it was dope what they did?
I think it was America fucking fire. And I think Zelensky's a puss. So
I think what Zelensky was, they were using him as an example in terms of how they are going to treat people who don't agree with them.
Yes.
Precisely.
Now, if you see that, and like you said, come to my house. And you think about, I was planning to ask for a loan or some help.
Sure. Yes.
Hey, they're going to embarrass me, these people. But do you know what I mean? Mm. Or if I do go there, I must go there and beg and act grateful so sure. I'm not embarrassed. You must be at their mercy. So I think it was a thing, because you know how Americans are good with creating this sense of like, yo, give movie directing.
Yeah.
We are the starings.
Mm.
We call the shots here.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
Sure. Do you know what
and
I mean?
And the,
you are playing cards.
Like, don't tell us. You are playing cards. You are gambling with World War III.
Yeah, you know
hey!
So,
Trump is a boss, dog. So, I think it's my wallpaper, dog. Shout out Trump.
Yeah, I know you're obsessed with Trump.
I love him.
That's why I don't...
Yeah.
Fucking love that, dog. What a boss.
The point that the thing that I took from that was, for me, Donald Trump is saying to you guys, when you do come here, you must kiss the ring.
Godfather.
Waibo?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, and you must know exactly what you're going to do for me before I can even listen to you.
Yes.
Look.
And scare tactic, bro.
I saw the interview.
The clip, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a company in Norway, which is based in Norway, responded to say, oh, you're speaking to Zelensky like that. Okay, cool. All your ships come via us. We're no longer fueling your ships.
Boom.
You're going to see dust. So now that means if you want to get to Europe, you have to go around South Africa.
And you know when they say, Potuloha, I can't translate. Potuloha, there's no dog.
Sure, Chigela.
Chigela. Are you queen? Yeah, Potuloha. It's that thing. Yeah. And when you think about going all the way around.
Like, fuck that.
Guys,
come
you know,
on,
okay.
Bro.
Unfortunately, the situation is this, and this is just the fact of the matter. You can like it, you can not like it. It's not to say that they were completely correct. A lot of people have frowned upon the way they're coming at them. But from day one, they said they will put America first, bar none.
Sure.
That's it.
Mm.
If you don't like it, get fucked. Mm. Simple.
There should have been thought to that, though.
But this is the thing. America's got more money, and they've got more power, and they've got more influence. So Europe can pull that little stunt.
Hold on, we won't give you fuel. Can I say something
on that?
Can I say something on that?
Yes.
I think that's what we've been taught to think, is that America has all of what you've just said now.
But it does, though.
Does it?
It does.
Now, I think
it really does.
I think
it's the biggest economy in the world. Everybody is dependent on them for most of their trade relations.
I'm just trying to make an
example. Europe currently is fucked without America.
Optics. Bro, and that's where I'm going with
this. It's not optics. It's factual stuff, guys.
I'm not disputing what you're saying, but optics also play a role. So what you put out, and part of propaganda is that what you perpetuate will essentially become a reminder to people, like, we are the big bosses here.
Mm.
And that's what I said.
That's the thing.
They wanted to remind everybody that if you need some assistance, you must come correct, kiss the ring, and beg, and show gratitude based on what we feel like.
Yes,
because part of the optics is creating that illusion. This is what I saw from
you.
You
think,
bro,
it's an illusion?
No. I'm saying part of playing the game of optics is coming across. Why did they have to broadcast that entire meeting?
They've never done that.
Why?
Yeah, but that's the thing. The meeting was a formality. The discussion about what the bill they were going to sign, the deal, was already done in the weeks prior. Zelensky insisted on coming to America as a last-ditch attempt to say what he essentially wanted was, he wanted to arrive there and they were going to say, thanks for coming, here's 50 billion more, go back.
Mm.
And they were like, no more money. Sign the deal. The deal is we take the mineral rights, 50% of it, in the regions that are closest to the Russian border. Putin won't fuck around because now he'll be fucking with us. We take 50% of the mineral rights because you owe us 300 billion and you don't have it. You also expect us to rebuild your country, because who the fuck's going to rebuild the country? That's what America does. It's a bullying tactic. It's not cool, but it is what it is.
But like,
they bomb the shit out of Iraq and then they rebuild Iraq.
The point that I'm...
And money comes home.
The point that I'm stressing, right?
Mm.
This thing was a reminder that, guys, we are...
The guys.
We are aware that you guys are trying to compete.
Yes.
And take us off, you know, the throne, as it were.
Yes.
Because you gotta look at it as Game of Thrones. Like, Trump just came in. He said this shit about Africa. He said this about taking away the funding.
He said about Canada.
Yeah.
He said about France.
The point that he's become very clear that you guys are the enemy. And I want to remind you guys, whoever you are affiliated with or your guys that you are banding with, I will destroy.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, guys, I'm not going to lie. That's the type of leader that I admire. That's the leader
I
you need.
I fuck with that.
Because at the end of the day, as an American citizen, if I cast my vote for someone that's going to pussy out because of pressure, I'm not going to, really. This pussying out thing is really getting nobody anywhere. Not only here, but all over the world. Europe now is making, the Americans gave Zelensky $200 billion, okay, to fund this war in the form of weapons, artillery, and money. That half of it has disappeared, but nevertheless. Britain comes through, and America is their ally. They need America just as much as the next country. What does Keir Starmer do? He comes out and he says, no, we'll support Ukraine with £3 billion a year. My nigga, these people need 50, 100 billion. 3 billion is not going to do anything. It's just another excuse to launder more money for himself, clearly. Because that's a joke.
Sure.
And Europe saying, we stand with Ukraine, also a joke. Because Putin will fucking squash them like a bug. The only country that can stand up to Putin is America. And currently, they are saying, we don't want to stand up. We are $37 trillion in debt.
It's not in their interest.
We're trying to blow, make partnerships with this guy,
sure,
and operate. It's not in their interest to go to war with Putin. Mm. And the only other country is China. And they're not even interested in getting involved because they're trying to get this money. And all three of the above have been doing the same thing to Africa. If you go to Zim, you will go onto a mining site in Zim where all of the machinery and equipment is brand fucking new. In fact, when you land at the airport, there's brand new Hilux buggies, my man. Last number, no number plates. Brand new. Parked at the airport, full of dust. Because the Chinese come in, they buy a buggy, they drive to the mining site, they operate what they're operating, they load their shit, they send it to the port, they leave that buggy at the airport, they fuck off. It's nobody's buggies. Because they come in, they take, and they go. And very few at the top benefit from whatever it is they're doing. The Russians are no different. The Americans are no different. They are putting their countries first. So we can squeal about it and say, oh, they're fucking us, they're bullies. But it's like, what are we doing about it? Because all of the talks our leaders have of let's become a united Africa and do it together, it's never going to happen. I think we've proven over and over again we are clearly either incapable or not willing.
No, I don't think we're willing to be a united Africa.
If I came to you now and I said smash as 100 meter now on the table, but you have to press this button.
What's the button?
The button is the Eastern Cape is not going to get discs. 100 bar for you.
But of course, African leaders are going to take the money.
My brother, I'm going to take the money.
No.
I'm going to take the money.
African leaders will always take
because I'm an African.
But like, we need to.
I'm also coming from puzzle mode.
We need to.
You understand? I'm not coming from wealth.
Let's stress this
100
point.
100
bar. I think also your example was fucking extreme, okay?
Well, yeah. That's what's losing.
Like 100,000. Press a button. No desks. No McDonald's.
But that's what they do. When the Chinese come into Zim, they say, this chrome is worth 100 million. I'm going to take it. And I'm going to give you $10 million now, cash, dollars. But I'm taking all of this chrome. I'm not going to give any to the community. I'm not going to build anything. I'm not even going to leave you with my keys to my baki. I'm vying with my keys. I leave you with the baki. You can't even start. Are you in or out? Those leaders are saying, I'm in. And they're taking the money and they're fucking themselves. Coming to Joburg and buying Rolls Royces. And the people in Zim are fucking getting nowhere.
Yeah, I think what's killing our leaders, right? It's short-sightedness, number one.
Always has been the case.
Most of the leaders are not thinking long-term, let alone medium-term. It's like, hey, bro, I'm going to die in 20 years. I must live
25.
Now. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's the first part. And there's zero will to leave it better than they found it. Like, there's this concept that, dog, we received this rubbish.
Yeah, we
must even
eat.
Make it worse. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's so unfortunate. Now, the question is, our age group, who are the leaders now? What are we doing?
We're taking the 100 meter. No, I just told you.
What are we doing in our own capacity to make sure that, hey, man, gotta think long term. Gotta think United Front of Africa.
Chief,
or, you know what I mean?
I told
Oaks
you,
are
bro.
Not
we
out
are
here.
Sailing to Monaco via Val. 100 meters, nigga. Get involved. Baskia, Turi. Yeah, man.
So if and the question is it what you are taught at home? Is it the people that you hang out with? Is it the content that you consume? Is it the books that
you
are reading?
It's everything that
you just
mentioned.
You understand what I'm saying?
Well, for PH and I, it's the bitches that we fucking. Yes. Too much pressure.
Hey, Diamond Rock needs to be.
You can't train at that gym.
I can't. I was thinking about the gym right
now. In a boat. You need a boat, bro. You got to pull up. Imagine coming to gym in an Uber.
Hey, brother, let me tell you. There was a time when I was going to gym in an Uber. My car was at the garage. Hey, it was tough, boss. I was like, ish. I hope no one can see me.
Which one? Which Uber was it?
I had to take Uber Black. I had to take Uber Black.
And also, that's another thing that we need to check, okay? This boss, class is Uber. Nonsense. Yeah, but I was,
you can't pull up in an Uber Gold, bro.
Like, no, it's just my driver. It's my driver. Just drive.
He had to get off at the corner.
Cheers, Wellington.
Yeah, he had to get at the corner and walk like I jogged to the gym.
No, you have to get out the Uber like you're finishing a conversation. You say, my brother, don't end the trip yet. Now drive away. And then as you jump out, you say, yo, that's fine. Pick the kids up and then come for me. Hey, how are you doing, baby? Anyway,
fucked,
Smash, yeah. We'll talk forever, my friend. Talk to us about your podcast. We heard you have a podcast there. But it's called the Every Now and Then podcast.
When I decide to podcast.
How I came up with that podcast.
It's called.
It's called Leave It Better Than You Found It.
Okay. So that's why you're pushing this move for South Africa, man.
Yeah, we have to. So unfortunately, and it's unfortunate that it's not a consistent thing. And I don't post on a weekly basis, right?
Well, you didn't leave radio better than you found it. You know what I'm saying? You left it in a shit condition. You should have stayed there. Because after you left, the place collapsed.
So what are you...
You had to stay there forever.
What are you saying?
Like you had a responsibility.
So you are saying I killed radio, dog. No. This man says I left radio.
You left radio, and radio died. No.
I left and I killed.
In my opinion, you were the last talented person to exit there. I think that it sounds shit since you're gone.
I feel like you are reaching. I feel like
I'm not. I used to work with you.
I think it's a personal thing.
You used to also work with
him. Yeah, I used to work with him at five.
So the point that I'm making.
Oh yeah, I used to also work there.
Yes. That was five.
You were at Metro.
That's when.
No, I started at five.
Fuck. Well, then when we left, the whole place could.
No, there's some good bras there. I just think the management fucked it up.
I think it's one thing to blame management.
No, because we can pinpoint where that station was.
What are we talking about, my podcast, or are we talking about radio now?
No, first radio, because I think you came from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are also moving to the podcast direction. You could go to fucking 947 if you want. You could go back to radio.
I'm not going into the podcast space.
You're just doing it for yourself, this show.
It can't be for myself. It's people sharing their stories.
Okay.
Let's start with the radio.
The radio thing. Are you out of there completely?
I'm definitely looking for a radio job. I mean, obviously, I won't look for a job on a podcast and say, hey, I'm ready to go back on air. Hire me. You know what I mean?
But radio, that's a good idea, my friend.
My brother, it's the time now. They're announcing soon. So if you don't get it now, I'm joking. If you don't
that's
get
not
one,
how it goes. If you're talented, they hire you.
Whatever.
In the middle of a financial year.
That's what happened to me. I joined in September.
Do you know what I mean?
And people roll.
Yeah,
I joined in September.
Roll.
Yeah. I also joined in September.
It's a real thing, right? Yeah. So I'm definitely looking to go back on air.
Mm. Not just anywhere.
It needs to be. No.
This like, makes sense to you.
I need to be national, dog.
Likwalakwal.
Like, I need to be on a national radio station.
You think 2000.
Whether I'm speaking broken Sesotho or broken Afrikaans.
Well, your options are...
Or broken English.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, right? Like, my thing, it needs to be SABC. On national.
National.
And that's it, dog. You know? And that's my goal. That's my wish. That's
what
I want.
And on the TV side, Big Brother.
Yeah, on the TV side, Big Brother, it's been a beautiful experience. It's been an amazing show. And fortunately, Showmax has also been kind to me. Bayangfakathi yezi cameo la. Uthe ufuna uku act poisons. Showmax. I wanna is by Showmax.
What's the viewership of like Big Brother, an average
right now?
Yeah,
I think we are sitting over my 6 meter.
Yeah, yes. Big Brother is big. Do you get like unedited clips of Shower Hour on your phone?
No, I don't.
Do you shower in
the
house? I use a
Buscom. You almost went. Please don't go the route to town.
Is there a reason?
He's being a clown.
No, because earlier he said he can relate to Saul Penduga clapping away. So now I'm like, oh. Basquiat.
It was Baeza, yo.
So then why the podcast? If like...
The intention of radio.
The intention, yeah. I thought maybe like you're done with radio and now you're like, you know, fuck
so, it. So there are two things that are happening with the podcast, right? I have a handful of friends and I've made that platform...
To have the conversation.
To have the conversation with people I know. Instead of just like, oh, you're doing something great. Everyone is talking about you. Come and chop it up.
Yeah.
Because I would easily invite you guys because I've seen your careers and you've seen mine. But beyond on
air. Well, you said I'm not a celebrity anymore.
Yeah, your career.
You said they kicked me out the celebrity. Career,
but your career, mainstream media, is in limbo.
Yeah, I'm retired.
Boom. So it's done. You are now in business and other things.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
But I'm coming back into mainstream.
The point that I'm making, right? Mm. When I invite you on Leave It Better, I would love to go through where you come from, how you grew up, and how you were raised influenced you choosing the career path you chose and the people who played pivotal parts or they were pivotal in your growth in the industry. It's not like, oh, dog, I'm promoting this thing. I did this. Because those conversations don't exist. Because people just generally are not willing to share those on a public
platform. They want to come and share. Oh, do you know what I mean? I'm busy with this now.
And oftentimes when you tell people like, yo, bro, I'm not, it's not about a promotion. It's about having a chat. So when you are available, let me know. We'll set up. We'll record.
Got you.
We'll put it out. You know what I mean? So, and I don't even work with a team. Everything I do myself. The only team I have is like literally the DOP and the editing guys. Do you understand? So I must go and sit down, get the guests, listen back. These are the things that I want used as promos. The editing team is just chopping it up and making boom. And someone was like, Smash, why would you want to do that all by yourself? And I'm like, these are people that I know personally. And if I choose to make something a promo and how you choose to use something as a promo and that guy comes back to me is like, man, like, why are you misrepresenting me, Smash Africa, you creating this thing? And I'm like, nah, bruh, that is, for me, that's not integrity, right? So when you do find time and happen to be down for a real conversation where we are not speaking about promotion, but we are talking about impact that people have had in your career and the impact that you have had
go to
that thing. Is it content that speaks to the masses? Maybe at a later stage. Is it the content that the masses want right now? Dog, you know, like I wanted to fucking play Taleb Kweli Kospoto. And you're like, why?
Yeah, and I was Smash. Like, no.
Why would you want to play? Nobody wants to hear that shit. You know what I mean?
I said, play Sister Petin.
The point. So if I commercialize this thing, because luckily I'm fortunate with the TV thing has always been something that's following me everywhere.
Yes.
So I don't feel like I'm selling out to a set. I'm just putting out a different facet. That's the reason for the podcast. Mainstream media will always be my calling because in that way we reach more people and we can be more impactful without even...
And get the coins.
And of course...
Get the coins, must come.
You gotta,
and scope the shower hours.
We gotta make sure that...
Gotta pay the bills.
We keep our kids in school.
Yes, sir.
And
how many kids do you have now?
One. Right now.
Okay.
That you know of. More, son.
Yeah, I need to find someone to make a child with.
They're all over the place.
Ne?
Yeah.
I tried that.
All
over the place.
No, man, you order Ukrainian.
No, I don't want. I want a South African baby whose mother's from South Africa.
Awesome. You don't want to say Ukraine, but we're opening up to Ukrainians.
And us, dog.
Maybe niggas from Bloom, dog.
Maybe Zulu.
He's closer, this one.
Who? The chap. Anyway.
Yeah, so I don't know. Let's not talk about kids, man. Right now, let me step
How
up.
Old is your little one?
She's turning 4 in July.
COVID baby.
Yeah, she is a COVID.
Yeah. COVID baby.
She is a COVID baby. So, but yeah, man. Hire me, guys. Radio. Put me on. The corner.
We must go back to radio, man.
Huh?
Are you going back on
Well,
radio?
I don't know if you're getting any calls for jobs, but I'm pretty much cancelled everywhere.
No.
But also, what got you cancelled?
Well, I'm good looking and I'm a misogynist. It's not going to work. There, you know the story. You must come there. You must either be fat or you must be pap or you must be woke.
Wow. And I'm not jabbing, that guy. It's jabbing. And you, PH?
I got a call, but...
Also, but PH like is like this international DJ and he would take a weekend show. I never got that thing.
No,
like,
what do you mean?
Do you love radio? No, I'm saying...
No, but
I did it wherever I wanted to. I could do my show from... Okay. And I Did it in Ibiza, did it in the UK.
Was yours pre-recorded or were you doing it live? Okay.
Clean feed.
I used to pre-record my Friday show.
So at 5 FM. Which was like a... At 5 FM, I could pre-record the show.
Yeah. Pre-record the links.
Absa Home Loans is calling me. I've got a bond to pay.
At 5 FM, I could pre-record the show, the links, and then the producer would press play on the links. Obviously, would, you know, for the layman who's watching, you know the show, the songs that are going to come up. You just don't mention time. You don't mention things that someone would assume that you aren't in studio.
Mm. Yes.
So those links, and then, you know, you prepare the music, and that's that. Metro, they're like, fuck that. You're not going to do that.
But you do it live from wherever you are.
Live. Then during COVID, they introduced something called Clean Feed.
Mm.
Clean Feed was like internet link, basically.
Live from your phone.
Live from your phone.
We used to do that on Gagasi as well.
No, Metro. Okay.
But it wasn't SABC Clean Feed.
SABC introduced that thing very late.
Yes.
But yeah, once I was able to do Clean Feed, I could go anywhere in the world and present the show.
So you are happy to go back, yeah?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, I think.
But to where? Where are we going to go?
There's two places I would go.
Yeah.
Where? The ones that give us a lot of money.
Yeah.
Which
and
are?
To commercialize. I'm not going to.
You see, that's also another thing.
Ooh, I'll say.
As bras, we can talk about this thing off air, but now that we are recorded.
No, there's two places I'd go to. 947 or the old show that I had at Metro. Like the show that I had at Metro.
I'd also go to 947.
947?
Does Prime Media have money, like for real?
Prime Media's got nice coins.
Whether they've got money or not, they know how to commercialize.
Yes.
Commercialize things or stuff, right? So you're able to, if we have a money giving, you know, hour or whatever it is. It is a real thing. There's lots of dollar. There's lots of this, that, the other. They know how to resource stuff.
Mm.
From what I've seen from the inside and from the outside.
They seem to run it like a very, very well-oiled machine.
Can I
their talent, all of their talent. Like if you look at what Prime Media does on behalf of the talent, it's like they know how to. There was a problem with radio at everywhere that I worked is that you'd get there, you'd be the talent, and you were under... utilized.
Mm, sure.
Where it was like, hey guys, I'm here. Why don't we do
they
X,
are proper,
Y, Z?
They're exploiting you. Sure.
But you want to be exploited. Yeah, no. In the time that you are.
Our job is to be exploited.
You
want to
do as much as you can do.
Sure.
So I agree with the Prime Media point. I'd go to 947 in a heartbeat.
So you guys know this because obviously you've spoken to people who are inside and this is based on
just
what
you've known them the for business. Years. Known for years, knowing the business as well, how it operates and just... on both sides, where you will sit with maybe talent or sit with someone who belongs in the marketing team or in the sales team, and they are on a drive with the actual talent, and that talent benefits financially as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So here's my chat, right?
Sure. Mm.
And I've had with my time being off radio, I was like, I've been thinking about this. Shouldn't, if we are talking about percentages, right, of income,
sure.
The radio show that you do, whether it's a weekday show, which is 5 days, or a weekend show, shouldn't it be giving you 50% of your income and the spin-offs giving you 150% of your income?
Depends.
Whereas I think like a lot of people would think like, no, my radio job must give me 150% and then the spin-offs must give me 50%.
Let me give you a live example, right? Mm. I earned peanuts at SABC, as in peanuts. But I knew the spin-off that I'm going to get from this platform, how much money I'm going to be able to make.
Mm.
And I was able to see, it's two-part. Give me the platform, I know what to do with the platform because I'm going to make this particular slot time fucking amazing.
Mm.
And I'm going to do it like 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm. And by getting those people to listen, I then was able to get bookings left, right, and center everywhere. And it escalated at Metro, right? Mm. Because they've got larger numbers.
Mm.
But a lot of people don't make use of the platform that they're on. Mm. They sit and expect, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Everything is
going
to come to
me. I am literally, so I'm like looking at it as like, yo, bro, I could go and work for a radio station that's commercial.
Mm. Sure.
Ne? So when we look at it, right, like percentages, the main show gives you 50% of your income. Your spin-offs gives you 150. Now you've got a total of 200%. But the 150 is spin-offs, 50% is radio. I personally, I'm willing to jump on air, commercial platform.
For 200.
For free. because I would know how I'm going to exploit.
But not everyone's like that.
Now, no, but I'm saying we come from the trenches.
That's a contravention of labor law.
Also.
Yeah, you've got to earn something. But yes. I get what you're saying.
The premise of
where niggas don't care. Like, so, PH is saying when he got the platform, he was like, whatever, sharp, let's go.
So my stance is like, and this is what my friends would ask me. It's like, Smash, how much money do you think Tibo Touch charges per show? I'm like, I don't know. Mm. I mean, it's not a thing where we talk about salaries. Because, you know, at the SABC, it's per hour. I don't know, at Prime Media, is it per month or per shifts? At YFM,
it's always per hour per show. It's a show rate.
You know what I mean? At YFM, it was not based on per hour, it was show rate type of thing. So the point that I'm making, over the years, I have learned, and I've come to this realization that a platform like Big Brother must work in my advantage.
Sure. Yes, 100%.
So I'm putting in the work to do this presentation. But anyone who calls me after Big Brother, and I used to charge them 10,000. I used to charge them 10,000 rands before Big Brother. When I say, dog, 40,000.
Yeah.
They must understand where I'm coming from. Because now I've got 5 million people watching me every Sunday, right?
Mm.
And that means something to their brand. And I'm talking about from an appeal point of view.
I'm not the same Smash Africa fucking around with Waras Amakra Soap.
You remember those days? Do you remember those days, right? And real talk, right?
It was a dance.
And you can't hate on talent saying, yo, man, I've done a Netflix feature. I've done a Showmax feature.
Broadway. Do you know what I used to say, right? I would ask someone, sorry, man, where did you actually come across me? And they would mention the platform that has given you this visibility. Mm. This is like, that's the thing, though, is that you found me on a platform, like the same way, the same thing that you are now countering is with the same place where you found me. So let me make an example that makes sense. If you didn't find me doing this show, mentioning that, hey, I'm going to Smangmang Chisanyama this weekend, chances are you wouldn't have booked me, or you didn't hear me on this platform doing this mix or whatever. All I've said is that you have now earned this association that I'm on. Like, sorry, the platform that I'm on. I'm going to mention that I'm playing at Yoshisanyama this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to drive people to say, hey, Mpumalanga, catch me out at blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So why now are you denying what I'm asking you for?
Yes, because I'm putting in value of triple what you're paying me.
Yeah. Sure.
So I want a lot.
I think that's what you were trying to say, right?
Mm. Yeah, like, because the truth, dude, brand association is the reason why people purchase things.
Mm.
Sure. You mentioned Predator earlier on. We mentioned McDonald's earlier on. Mm. We can even mention Baker's. You can mention KFC. You can mention Coca-Cola. All of those things, like the brand name and the association, is a factor beyond the talent, but talent is what got me here.
Mm.
So the fact that you're still getting a piece of my talent and you're getting my brand association clean. I remember a time when I was at Five, right? Mm. And I was like, but guys, what happened to all the black music, which they call urban music?
Well, that's what I was telling you about. Mm. You know? That's what I was telling
you. And I was like, can we please get it on? And he was like, yeah, okay, what are you thinking? I was like, nah, let's bring back those 9 o'clock charts. Because I knew through those 9 o'clock charts, you're going to expose a few artists who are indie, who are dope, who necessarily in terms of playlisting are not going to be seen. But over time when they play, you're like, actually, why is this song not on our core?
Higher on our playlist? Top 40 or whatever, yeah.
And from that, I was not trying to change the game because I could have just been up in arms and complained and said, hey, man, you guys don't play our music.
But at that time, had Cloudy paid you to say that?
I joined after Cloudy left.
Oh, the 90%.
I joined after Cloudy left. So it was not even on that premise. And I was like, yo, man, I'm so proud of what I've done for culture. Because at the time, it was the height of Massive Music. Remember when Live ended?
Yes.
So there was one South African music lifestyle show, Live Amp.
Yes.
That ended. Massive Music started.
So
it became, it became the only one.
It became even the new Live Amp.
Even though YouTube was taking what live music,
what
TV
music
shows
television,
used to be. They were taking it away. But now I would also engage in people that I wouldn't necessarily know.
Before,
and I'm like, yo, dog, the song is so hard. Let's see if we can get an interview on 5FM.
And it wasn't necessarily a typical artist 5FM would playlist.
And then next thing, now they're playing Birimarung the way they're playing Birimarung. And it's good to see. And that's the value that the talent brings to institutions. And you know what I mean?
Yes.
And similar to us, when promoters and people want to book us, they need to say, oh, there's talent that's associated with that brand. I do about 100,000. It's that time, 100,000.
Sometimes I do feel that it needs to be justifiable or justified.
No, I will never charge.
There are some people who just thumb suck figures, and it's just like, can you justify where?
I will never.
Why would I pay you that?
Why the fuck I would pay? Yeah.
I will never, and this is just me personally, I will never charge a company 100,000 out of my ass. That's the first thing, right? Because some presentations require you to rehearse for X amount of time.
Sure.
You know? And they also want outfits, right? They also want you to fly there and get their line items. So if you want to
justifiable line items,
nitpick,
we can get into that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like to say 100,000 to MC, China.
Which
doesn't
one?
Doesn't make sense.
You know what I mean?
What in the Robert Marawa is this?
But people who charge that,
About Robert.
If Robert charges that, let Robert charge that. So, yeah, man, that's just my piece on the money. We must not expect the institution to be the one thing that makes us rich.
But do you agree with the PH 947, Prime Media would be where you'd go as well?
Yeah, if Prime Media would like to use my services, they can call me. You know what else? I've never actually had to call a radio station for a job.
No, neither have I.
Yeah, so it's
I don't know if it's ever worked for anyone.
I don't know if it's going to be like a real chat.
Yeah, like you calling them and you're like, hey, sir.
Mfuna msebenzi. Yeah. I'm at the corner.
No, my in the boss I am. No, my in the boss. Now I'm 3XM.
I hear you.
Yo, but we would kill it.
If you put
crazies like us at that time.
Come, let's all go to 947.
Let's go.
Because you know what the other thing is, I was thinking. Is that it makes sense because we could take anyone's job there. We're more talented than the whole lineup.
Who's the program manager that's there now?
I don't know. Check on your phone. You've got these contacts.
Yeah. Like, who's in charge there?
Give me 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Damn.
Then we call. And then tell them we want a job now.
Are you going to call them live on the platform?
Henny Myburg.
Are you going to call him live on the platform?
Henny Myburg.
Oh, no, we're not going to be able to ring up with him.
But like PH has an accent, hey? If can.
I know, dude. Have you heard his white voice?
Yeah, that's what I was like. Let's.
Henny, he's too thingy, man. KFM, if I'm not mistaken.
Lenny.
Henny. I think it's Henny Myburg, yeah.
I don't know who's in charge.
Yeah, but he's there.
But I can find out.
We can make a call.
Yeah. I've got some bruise there.
Let's do a show there.
A three-way.
Let's do a show. Yeah, we do a three-way.
Okay.
Called. I'm a crossover.
I'm a crossover 947.
Hey, 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 hey. It's Matubela. Mtuchundwa. Kojiro.
Yo, shifting culture.
Yo, sales.
Jumping overboard.
Sales changers. Yeah.
Sales department would lose their mind, dog. Smash, what's next for you, boss?
Jesus is Lord. Thank you for watching.
All right.
Yes,
I don't know what the number is, but they'll have it down. Don't look at me like that. You don't fucking have the number.
The number for what? To call Jesus. Get on your knees.
Hey.
Say the Lord's Prayer.
Also,
he just came with the number after I said what I said,
man. I'm talking about the number for advice for WhatsApp needs, boss.
Hey. You're talking about Childline 0800. No, boss. I'm fine. Number got you.
Every time I tell someone to get on the news, it's a different story.
You see now. You're damaged, nigga.
I just want to say, if you do hear me on radio,
shout out
to this podcast.
If you do hear me on radio, it'll be with PH and Smash. On 947. Y'all must panic. There's one month left. We are coming for your job. Thank you.
When you hear us on radio, it'll be on 947.
Thanks, Henny.
I'm too many voice notes. Send Henny a voice note, dog.
Khan it, Henny. Where is our sprout black dog?
Yeah, we're out of here, man.
There's a radio plaque over here.
Like, subscribe, share, and hit us up in the comments. But also hit us up on that number for WhatsApp leaks, and We'll be back next week. Twitter.
But I'm not in season.